the concept of time, we have to consider the issue of passing time. You know, you're supposed to daven or do a mitzvah at a certain juncture, and time passes. We have to see what the halachas are. Anyone who is a davener, a lifetime davener, knows that there have got to be certain times when you just miss. How do you deal with it from a time perspective, as far as what is considered a legitimate kind of missing and what is not considered a legitimate kind of time segment to miss. So in Kufches, Siman Kufches in Shulchan Aruch, we start out with the first couple of words. Siman Kufches. In the first edition, it's the page after 268, in the first volume. The page after 268. And we're concerned about, in this siman, Mishaloid Palel, someone who doesn't daven, the Sibat Ta'ut, one, he made a mistake, Ones, under duress, or Bemezit, just didn't go ahead and do what he was supposed to do. And we've got to analyze those categories. Beginning in Seif Aleph, Ta'ah, you made the mistake, and you didn't daven, O Ne'enah, so you were under duress, and you couldn't daven. Veloit Palel, and ultimately the same thing, you didn't daven. If it's Shacharis, then the halacha is Mitpalel Mincha Shtayim. You daven Mincha twice, meaning the Shmona Esrei of Mincha, Harishona Mincha, the first one is for the Mincha, because now it is the time of Mincha. Do what is now proper. Vashniya. And the second one you'll make up is Litashlumin. Is a make-up davening. V'im hipech. If he went ahead and reversed it, is lo yatsa yedei tefila. You haven't truly davened properly. Shehi tashlumin. Because when we speak about the concept of tashlum, paying back, you always do what's your obligation first. And tashlum, paying back, is what you owe because you didn't meet your obligation. You defaulted on your obligation. Now let's focus particularly on the time issue. We'll come to it. We'll see what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. All right? If the first one wasn't the mincha, in other words, if the first one wasn't the one that you are responsible for at that time,
and according to your kavanah,
right? So we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah treats it. Okay. Let's take a look at the concept of what we are talking about in terms of making a mistake or under duress. Ta'ah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kavanato, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, intends to tell you that Ta'ah, making a mistake, is la'afuke hezid, does not mean here that it was bemezid, that it was purposeful. Ta'ah means itake made a mistake, it was b'shogeg. And if you want to know what mezid accounts for in terms of this halacha, then Kidul Kaman b'Se'iv Zayin, you'll have to look further in Se'iv Zayin, which we will see later, to understand. Umi shelo itpalel machmat shelo hayta da'ato nechona alav. Someone couldn't daven because he is so emotionally upset, and therefore couldn't daven kara'ui. After shelo din shelo kedin asabazeh, even though today, not in the Rambam's time, the Rambam felt differently, today this would not be the din. And if you want to see what the din is, Kidul El b'siman kuf aleph, siman aleph, and also in tzadik ches si'if beis, is mikol makom ein ze bichlal mezid. Nonetheless, we are not going to consider this as being willful disregard for davening. U'mahani lehashlama, and you can go ahead the next time at mincha and daven twice.
According to the Rambam.
We'll see that he has some very interesting specifications when a person shouldn't daven. We'll see in a second. Talking of the Rambam, let's see how he says at this entire perek, perek Dalet, by the way, at the very beginning of the perek, Halach Aleph, he tells you that there are five elements which, if you don't have one of them, if these elements elude you, then ma'akvines hatefilah, af al pi shehigi azmana, you are prevented and precluded from davening, even though the time has come. The fifth of these things happens to be kavanas halev. Kavanas halev, he defines on the next page in Halacha Tezvov, kavanas halev ketzad. What do I mean? Kol tefillah, let me start out, says the Rambam, she'eino bekavana. If you don't have this essence of kavana, is eino tefillah, you have not davened. Now he still hasn't defined fully what kavana is. Ve'imit palel belo kavana. And if you went ahead and did daven without this element of kavana, is chozer imit palel bekavana. You go ahead and you have to repeat it once again on the spot. But what happens if matza da'ato mishubeshet? He is so totally emotionally drained or upset. Vilibo tarud, and emotionally upset, a heavy heart. Asur lo litpalel ad shetityashev da'ato, until this emotional upheaval somehow calms down, you're not supposed to daven. Lefichach, practically speaking, haba min aderech, you just came in with jet lag. Vehu ayef, and you're dead tired. Om miyatzer, and he's just in agony. Is asur lo litpalel ad shetityashev da'ato, until you recuperate, you don't daven. Amru chachamim, Chazal gave us a guideline that yishesh shlosha yamim. It sometimes may take you 3 days ad sheyanuach v'titkarer da'ato ve'achar kach yitpalel. Okay, may have up to 3 days. Now, needless to say, we've got to go ahead and look at all the mafarshim as to what we are talking about. However, clearly, if you look at it from this perspective, there are no two ways about it. You have to go ahead and realize that there are times when you don't daven. Yes?
Someone who just buried his dead and wants to know whether he can daven shacharis, he was an own name before, and you go over and say, yeah, go ahead. How can he be in a...
I hear what you're saying. So, in answer, and I'm doing it circuitously, take a look at Rambam of Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud. Okay? Where he further, Perek Yud, we were just in Perek Dalet. Go to Perek Yud. Where he further limits Kavana. The impression that you have up until now is if, you know, you're off the wall, you're not going to daven anything. It's not exactly so. In Perek Yud, Halach Aleph, it says, Mishet Palel, Velo Kiven Libo, repeating himself, is Yachzol V'yit Palel B'Kavana. You have to go ahead and daven again. All right? Now, he doesn't give you the option of lo yitpalel. V'im kivenet libo bibracha rishana. Now, I realize I've said what I've said in halacha in Perek Dalet, halacha tezvov, and I don't want you to daven. V'im kivenet libo bibracha rishana avshuv eino tzarich. However, I will tell you that if there is some kind of kavana in the first bracha only, and we still don't know what he means by what kind of kavana. Is shuv eino tzarich, then you don't have to go ahead and repeat. Just the first bracha. Now, there's the very famous shaila that Rav Chaim Halevi asks, doesn't it seem as if Perek Dalet that we learned and Perek Yud that we just now learned contradict one another? Where the Rambam says in the one case that in Perek Dalet, if you don't have kavana, don't daven, even up to 3 days. And here he's saying to you, yes, you have to have kavana, but if you have kavana, at least for the first bracha, then you don't have to go ahead and repeat. Maybe we, you know, can we call this a stira? Can we call it a contradiction? And Reb Chaim gives you the very, you know, the very quintessential Vilna Gaon type of explanation, that shnei dinim badavar. We're talking about two different kavanas. This is the famous, you know, the famous Reb Chaim Halevi. That in Perek Dalet, it's one kind of kavana that he's talking about. In Perek Yud, it's another kind of kavana that he's talking about. Perek Yud, he's talking about a kavana where you understand exactly the words and you can concentrate on that. You know what the words mean, even though your mind is not set on davening, on communing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Perek Dalet he is talking about a mystical experience of communion. Okay? As simple as that. Alright, that's so much for the Rambam.
Right, those 6 months, not davening.
I know certain people, and I'm sorry we're not on video, we're on audio, who may go for 12 and a half months out of the year. You know, you hear what I'm saying? 12 and a half months out of the year. I know certain people have 52 Shabbosos and a couple of Yom Tovim when they have to go play traffic cop or stage manager, who may not be able to daven ever on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what are you bellyaching about? You understand what I'm saying? Nope. Let's go back to our Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Ches, and that is what we're talking about. Ta'ah, making a mistake, and it still isn't bemazed. But in Siman Katan Beis, in the third line of the Mishnah Berurah, here we have some more fascinating kind of material, and probably more practical. What do I mean ne'enas? Says the Mishnah Berurah under duress. Let's try to count the various options that he gives us. Kigon, for example, Shehaya Chole. Number one, you're sick. It could be any kind of sickness that gets you going, and you're sleeping off 24 hours, or less than 24 hours. Or the second example is Shikor. Shikor is Asula Isfalel. You're not allowed to go ahead and daven if you're drunk, because you are not capable, by definition, you are not capable of Kavona. Kavona means self-energized kind of direction towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this you'll see Kid Lakamon B'Siv Ches. He will discuss these later on in Siv Ches. The third example, however, is L'inyan Onein. You see, person who is an Onein, knowing that he's going to have to face a funeral, Shavar alav zman tfila, ad shekavar meito. The time for davening has passed by the time he gets back to the funeral. You want to know what the din is there? Is ayin la'el, you will have to see la'el b'siman ayin aleph, si'if aleph, and what I wrote there in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah Shom. So we'll have to go see this. We'll go back. The third example, mi shebizman tfila lo hayalo mayim lirchotz yadav, came a time to daven and you had no water to wash as you wash in the morning. Al yedezem, because of this, avar zman tfila, time passes, is gamzeu bichlal ones. This also is a third case of ones. Mitzarich achar kach litpalel shtayim. So by the time he gets to mincha, then he's got to go ahead and do and daven twice. But lechatchila, says the Mishnah Berurah, ein nachon levatel hatfila mishumayim. It is best lechatchila not to have to worry about water. But if you have no water to wash, what do you do? And there is an alternative, and that's to make sure that there is no dirt. Later on, when you'll have water, you will wash with water. Okay, uchidila el. You want to find more about that? Go back to Siman Tzadi Beis, Siv Dalid, ube Mishnah Berurah ayein sham. Three cases so far. Let's take a look. Four cases. Chole, Shikor, Onein, and Ein Lomayim. Let's take a look at the fifth case. V'im Oseik B'Tzarchei Tzibur. This is a very important point. I'll show you for more reasons than you think. We are not talking about someone necessarily yet going to work. We're talking about someone who has to work on behalf of the tzibur. Shulchan Aruch elsewhere tells us that this is the equivalent of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. This mitzvah is something special. V'yimasak b'tzarchei tzibur, you'll find out there what the din is by looking where ayin la'el b'sof siman tzadik gimel. See above at the end of tzadik gimel what I write in the Mishnah Berurah, and also ayin b'prima godim. Take a good look at the Prima Gadim B'Siman Zeh, Shekatav, and I'm just giving you the precise of what he is saying, is Dinachon Shegam B'Zeh Yitpalel Achar Kach Lahashlim HaTfila Shechasfer Lo, Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Gadim feels that if you do miss a tefillah, you should repeat it, pay it back, so to speak, a second time. Ach bazeh yitpalel ota b'torat nedavah v'yichadesh badavar. But as far as Sorchei Tzibur is concerned, there is a different din altogether, that your kavana should be not necessarily that you are paying back the tefillah that you miss as a result of your preoccupation with communal matters, but rather you are davening an optional tefillas nedavah. And yechadesh b'davar, in one of the brachas in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you will innovate, whether it's Rafainu Hashem v'nei Rafei, you'll ask specifically for one person who is sick, or if you did so before, ask for yet another one, or ask for anything new in Shema Koleinu. And that is the chidush davar, because when it comes to Tzarchei Tzibur, there may be a dimension, at least according to the Prima Gadim, that is a little different than all the other cases that we have had up until now.
I mean, the other cases you don't have to add something.
Oh, well, wait a minute. He's only telling you here, you want to find out details about any of these? I've given you the sources. Each one of these five cases has got to be looked at. You want to look at it? We'll do it right now. We'll start right now. All right? Now, I have no problem. It's not within, you know, it doesn't directly impact on Zman. However, that it is one of the most important halachas that a human being should know walking around if he is a davener, that is unquestionable. Unquestionable. Because there isn't, except for Shikol, I don't believe there is a case that a human being can escape here. At some time or another, almost every human being is going to be caught up in one of those things, whether it's Cholet. And as I say, Shikorite probably is not that universal. Or Onein Chas V'Sholom. You know? Or you don't have water for whatever reason. A water main break, or whatever it could be. You know? So it's an essential kind of a situation. And Tzarchei Tzibur can be a whole list of things.
He doesn't talk about the amount of time that if somebody were drunk for a whole day, let's say. Mm-hmm. If that can be. And he can't make up. He can only make up the last one.
Yeah. So he does talk about it later.
Oh, we're not here.
Yeah, you can only make up for one. You can't make up for two.
Okay. Someone whose status changes, like a bar mitzvah, a boy becomes bar mitzvah, a pre-bar mitzvah. Right. Does he have to make up?
No, because there was no chiyuv. The only time you have to make up when there is a chiyuv of asiyas mitzvah. You're obligated to do the mitzvah. Chinuch is midarabana. Chinuch is for regularity. And if you miss sometimes, you miss sometimes. You see, the whole reason that you davened before is not because you're obligated. Pre-bar mitzvah cannot be obligated to anything. It's just a matter of chinuch. And for chinuch, you miss the opportunity. Now, that too is open to... open to question. If a pre-bar mitzvah boy who understands this din of Tashlumin asks whether he should daven twice, the answer is obviously go daven twice. But for you to say that yes, that this morning he wasn't bar mitzvah yet.
It's going to be someone who accepted this, like this pre-bar mitzvah boy. And he missed mincha right before he became bar, the last day when he was not bar mitzvah yet. And now comes Maariv and he's bar mitzvah. Should he make it up or not make it up?
No need. In order to start chopping away at what the actual halacha is every single time, let's first, before we leave Kuf Ches, let's go to Seif Ches, which is the first reference that the Mishnah Berurah gives us to try to understand fully the halachas of all of these five cases. And in the Shulchan Aruch itself, we begin by learning Mishelo Yitpalel Ba'od Sheyesh Lo Zman Yitpalel, person who didn't daven because Mitnei Savur Sha'adayin Yishar Lo Zman Achar Sheyigmor Oto Esek Shehu Mitasek Bo, because he realizes, he says, well, I still have time to go ahead and daven whatever has to be daven before the boundary line. And as he preoccupied himself, the time passed, and it's too late already to daven. Or, someone is totally preoccupied in his parnasa. Alright? And if he breaks, there's going to be financial loss. And under such circumstances, he wasn't capable of davening in time. Or, Kein Mishu Shikor Velo Hitpalel, someone who's drunk and couldn't daven is Kulam Chashuvim Anusim. This is my definition, says the Shulchan Aruch, of what Anus is. You're under duress. V'yesh Lehem Tashlumin. And therefore, you can go ahead and pay back the next time. Mihu, comments the Ramah. However, L'chatchila Lo Yavor Zman Tfilo Mishum Hefseid Mamon. Takes issue with the situation concerning Hefseid Mamon, your Parnasa. And this is Ashkenaz Truma Sadeshin from Bali Tosus, ultimately originates in Bali Tosus, that lechatchila, you should not use that as an excuse, or should not subsume that under the category of ne'anas. B'di'evet, it's okay.
But is that understood as being occupied with your work, or simply worried about your work after hours?
You want the shortcut, or you want to wait until Chav Gimel when we get it out of the Mishnah Berurah?
Which one? Okay.
Okay, I'll wait.
Right. You see the Chav Gimel.
Yeah.
Right? And you see the Chav Dalet.
Yeah.
A thing like that, the Mishnah Berurah shouldn't comment on the Tzadik Ador.
Okay.
Right? Writing in a generation where already most people weren't davening because it was too cumbersome and it encroached upon our parnasa. You know, so let's see. Yeah.
If I'm in a situation where I'm potur from the mitzvah, why do I have to make it up? Osek mitzvah potur min mitzvah.
Which mitzvah were you doing? Being sick, being drunk.
I'm tzarchek tzibur.
We didn't get to tzarchek tzibur yet. That's the element. You see, tzarchek tzibur, there is no osek b'mitzvah potur min mitzvah. There's no, you know, there's no balancing off in chole or in shikor.
Right.
And even in making a parnasa. I don't know what mitzvah really there is in making a parnasa. You see. Although I don't deny that it's a mitzvah, but you can always question what I'm doing this moment. Is that really going
to
put bread on my table? Okay, well, you know.
I see a kala going by, and I want to have some
fine.
What's in the kala?
Good, no.
I know that Mara talks out of
fine, so he was saying, so I got a mitzvah. And what are you doing now?
Okay.
You're sick, you're drunk, or you're making parnasa?
I was in fact preparing to daven, and I see that happening.
Okay, so we got a Gemara in Arab Pesachim, right?
So at that instant, I'm not obligated to daven.
Good.
Why later on am I obligated to make it up? What does it mean to make up something that I wasn't obligated to do?
You are obligated to daven. You just said that with your own mouth, right? Because of circumstances, you then had to change your mind.
If I have a bris on the eighth day, that what is the word for pushing away? This is Shabbos.
Okay.
Am I then obligated to spend a couple extra minutes after Shabbos to fill up my seven?
No, but this is one of the. Of a series of klolim, of halachic rules, that have to be looked at whenever there is this hitnakshut, when you always have this tension between two different halachos, whether it is hutra or dechuya, is it postponed or cancelled? One or the other.
Maybe really I don't have to, but I should get used to not doing it, therefore.
Maybe, yeah, all right, but then again, it will depend whether it's hutra or dechuya, whether it is postponed or cancelled. Now this is a vast, vast kind of a subject, and let's see what the story is. Obviously, we're saying that it's only dechuya, it's postponed so far, but not always. And we'll see. We were finished with halacha ches or si'if ches. Let's take a look at some of the qualifications. Beginning with Chav Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. Esek. ואפילו אם העסק הוא מהדברים הנזכרים בסימן ריש למד בייז לאיסור, even if what you are doing is on the list in Siman Reish Lamed Beis Le'isur, where you are not permitted to start these things once you see that you that davening is coming up, is mi shehigia zman tefila v'hu itchil be'esek ze be'isur. Once davening time did come and you did start doing what you shouldn't have been, kevan shelo bitel ha'tefila b'se'eit nefesh, since your cancellation of tefillah, or your missing the opportunity to daven, wasn't because of revolt, cynical disgust, not wanting to take the time to turn to Ribbono Shel Olam, ela hayasavur lehitpalel achar sheyigmar ha'esek, but he just wanted to postpone it, and it was a matter of priorities, and he figured that he would do things first and then daven later, v'shachach achar kach, and just, he got occupied and wasn't able to go ahead and make it in time, then the halacha is that yesh lo tashlumin, which is a very important thing. Intent is the koveya, is the bottom line of this halacha. And intent is a subjective kind of thing. You're the only one who knows why a human being, why you would not or could not daven. And se'et nefesh is the difference between one who is capable of making it up and one who is not capable of making it up. Chav Dalet. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned that he didn't stop, because if he did, it would have cost him hefseid, the Yavoli Day hefseid, it would be a financial loss. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein. Similarly, im hayat tarud liknot v'limkor scharato, if you were a retailer or a wholesaler buying and selling, v'al yedei kach avar zman ha'tfila, and as a result of having to be ready and accessible to the customers or to the sellers, you missed, then you can make it up. Now, we're still in the realm of time. Let's now begin to chew away at every single one of these issues.